Yeah. Salutations and greetings. Welcome to Neville Mind Tricks. If you voted for him, then I guess it's your fault. Yeah, maybe, maybe not. I like to think people that listen to me probably didn't vote or didn't vote for that guy, but maybe they did, maybe they didn't. Today we're going to talk about the best part, the worst part of your favorite thing, the worst part of your favorite movie or television show. And here's what I'm talking about. I've brought this up before. It was a while ago, so you may or may not remember it. This is your first lesson. Welcome to Neville Mind Tricks. NevilleMindTricks@gmail.com if you want to say hi. But I've talked about these books. They were like adventure books. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. I want to say they were big in the 80s, 90s, maybe a little before, maybe a little after too. But you'd get these books and they all had a different story. Like say you were a knight, and you were in the medieval times, and you were fighting dragons. And so you and the queen were talking, and the queen asked if you could save her kingdom and whatnot. And then you make a decision. Like, okay, you either save the queen's kingdom, you go to page two, or you decide to pass the queen up on her offer and go do in another room or something like that. But you go on, and so the different pages will have different outcomes. And there's several times where you just kind of end your journey like, oh yes, you told the queen you'd help her. You were the first in line and the dragon breathed its fire on you, and that was the end of your story, the end of your journey. Or you just kept going and you saved the day, and then you end up marrying the queen and that sort of thing. But when I first started reading these books, I would go and I'd get to the ending. For some reason, I don't know, I always had the wrong approach when I went. And so I would end after like three or four pages, but I'm like, whatever. Then read the next one, same thing. And then one day I decided, what would happen if I had a mulligan, I had a do-over, where if my journey ended before I wanted to, I would go back and see what would happen if I made the different decision, and then keep going until I got to the ending that I wanted. What does that remind you of? Oh, I heard it. Revision. Now, when it comes to the study of Neville, I always like to plug my $2,500, $1,500 value podcast that I did very recently that was an example of what you could do a day in the life using Neville. Neville is for your day-to-day. You're going to live every hour, every minute, every second of every day until you don't. So you might as well do the right thing. You can go back to do whatever the heck you want. You could sort of do Neville, or you could try to do Neville as much as you want. Or you could start reading some other stuff and hire life coaches. The choice is up to you. Do whatever it is that pleases yourself and what you think is best for your life. But I'm assuming if you're still listening to this, you wanted to do some kind of a Neville thing, which, again, it's not about doing cockamamie things like changing your hair color, making yourself taller, or trying to change the outside temperature, although these things could be fun to try, but more practical day-to-day stuff is where it's at. And that's where revision calls into play. And I mentioned in another episode where people might say that Neville's languaging is archaic and may not understand. And that's all right with different generations. And there's things that just stop getting taught, so we don't really pick up as we progress. So the thing with revision is people know the story about the unjust steward. And depending on how you look at it, you're like, this guy's a swindler. He's a shyster. He's a grifter. But unless you really understand the psychological meaning of it, it's change your past in order to have a better future. So another example here is you ever watch a movie or a show and you've watched more than once, maybe way more than once, and there's just one part or a couple parts that you just can't stand. I was watching an old action movie from the 90s the other day, and there was a couple of things that really annoyed the ever-living tar out of me. I probably watch a movie more than a dozen or so times, just really liked the movie, really liked the main actor, but there was this little kid on there that was just obnoxious. And I'm thinking, can you imagine this movie? I was talking to a significant other because she happens to like the exact same movie. Like, can you imagine how different this movie would be if this wasn't in the movie or this was there? No, just for fun. It's a movie. It's a movie. It's entertainment. It's entertainment. But you think, okay, so this would change. This would change. This could change. So think about that when you do your revision. Instead of doing some esoteric end of the day ritual, do it as something you do anyway. Most people replay the things that happen in their days, in their lives, usually high emotional things. I know I played so usually if someone has some good stuff like that, maybe they might replay that better and better. And depending on how you're programmed, maybe you're just pointing out the things that didn't go perfect, or maybe you're just thinking about all the good stuff. And maybe there was a bad interaction. I read somewhere, this was a while ago, neither here nor there, but people were talking about their exchanges online, that they usually always remember the arguments they get into. And that's just natural, I guess, for some people to replay those things. So instead of when you replay your day, like having a mental picture of your day, a mental tape, if you're just an audio person, do it in a way like changing a movie. What would you prefer to happen? Would you prefer that you like were on an online chat board and maybe made some connections with some really smart people that you were going to talk to more down life's road when you did the old... Maybe things came out better than expected. Maybe you did it more than once. Play with it. Just another practical side of Neville. As you would change your favorite, the worst part of your favorite movie, think about revision in that way. So you know the thing, remain skeptical, especially when it comes to life coaches or people trying to peddle their wares. When it comes to Neville, they'll tell you whatever they need to tell you to try to get you to buy their... And you know the thing, self-study, study with a buddy, and steer clear of the algorithm. Those are my 2 cents. It may be yours. If you have something different that you want to share, NevilleMindTricks@gmail.com. Shoot me a line. I always like to expand and learn different sides of Neville. So reach out if you feel like you have something valuable. And enjoy the music-filled silence.